on the 28th of April 2025, there was a massive power outage which knocked out the electricity of Spain and quite a bit of Portugal for a number of hours. Tonight, I want to talk about the way in which this is a sign of systemic failure. It's a sign of systemic fragility, and it's a sign of the systemic fragility I have been talking about for a very long time. And it fits together with the competency crisis, the decline in intelligence that I have been talking about for a very long time. This is a dramatic sign of the future, of what is going to happen, of how intelligence is in decline, and we will not be able to keep complex systems going. So what triggered this blackout? Well, basically, Spain grid operator experienced violent oscillations of 400 kilovolt power lines crossing the hot central plateau of Spain. Extreme temperature gradients led to very, very strong winds in the interior. The winds drove the conductors into a low frequency gallop into what engineers call an induced atmospheric vibration. This led to automatic delays opening up lines to prevent what's called flashover. With only a handful of links to France, the Iberian grid couldn't absorb this sudden power spring, this boom in power, and so the system split from continental Europe and it collapsed within seconds. And obviously this had catastrophic consequences in Spain in terms of infrastructure, public transport, aeroplanes, all that sort of thing. Operators spent up to 10 hours trying to restart the system using hydro and gas plants and synchronising regional power lines and all this sort of stuff, and most of the power, according to various sources, Reuters or whatever, was eventually restored. Now, this is what is known as a textbook normal accident. As the researcher Charles Perrow has said, if you have tightly coupled, complex systems, they will inevitably suffer cascade failure. The Iberian blackout is a routine and extremely telling and interesting example of this, as is the Texas freeze, as is the 2003 Italian outage, or the Suez Canal blockage. If you have one small perturbation in an extremely complex and fragile system, then everything tumbles. And our entire system, our entire economy, our entire global system is based on extremely fragile systems where everything must go just right. And if it doesn't go just right, if there's the tiniest problem, then everything falls apart. And that is what we have seen with the power outage in Spain. Now, Palladium magazine reported recently that complex systems won't survive the competency crisis. Why? Why have we even got a competency crisis? Well, first of all, we have dysgenics. We know that. We've had dysgenics since probably about 1870. There is a weak negative association between fertility and intelligence. Intelligence is strongly genetic. The genes that are associated with intelligence are going down in the population. We are becoming less intelligent. So you have fewer and fewer intelligent people trying to manage an infrastructure which is becoming more and more complicated, more and more interconnected, and more fragile. Secondly, we have DEI and bureaucracy, which mean that the most intelligent people are not promoted. Instead, it's people promoted because of their identities and that sort of thing. So there's just less talent there doing the jobs. Thirdly, I think perhaps bureaucracy itself. Bureaucracy tends to create more bureaucracy, more hoops to jump through. And so this makes everything more complicated and problems more difficult to solve. And finally, of course, you just have credential inflation. I mean, as you get more and more people with degrees, it's easier to get those degrees. And so having an engineering degree is no longer necessarily a sign of being a good engineer in a way that it used to be. You have these things coming together and you have a serious problem which erodes the pool of competent engineers who can watch the oscillographs or who can, you know, head off the problem before collapse actually takes place. So what should we have seen this coming? The simple answer is yes. Yes, we absolutely should have seen this coming. We keep demanding greater and greater power, greater and greater interconnection, higher renewable penetration, all of this kind of stuff, while simultaneously lowering the average competence of the people in charge. This mismatch guarantees that there will be continual unexpected failures. Bridges falling down, trains derailing, hospitals misdosing patients, whatever. More and more problems happening all the time because the system doesn't work. It is reliant, is so tightly stretched and so fragile, and yet the people that are operating the system are decreasingly intelligent and decreasingly competent. It guarantees a problem. So what needs to change? First of all, we need to reinstate meritocracy. We need to strict meritocracy in the hiring of people like engineers, well, in all areas. Secondly, we need to build slack and redundancy into essential systems. It needs to be assumed the systems will fail. There needs to be backup. That will be expensive, but that needs to be there in a society that is becoming less intelligent so that aeroplanes don't fall out of the sky. Thirdly, we need to limit system scale in relation to the available human capital to safely manage it, i.e. we can't do these big complex projects that rely on everything going just so, because we're not clever enough. And finally, we, of course, the switch that underpins all of it is we need to encourage high IQ fertility so that future generations can keep the bloody lights on. Now, the Iberian blackout, it's not just about the weather. It's a flash warning that advanced civilizations like ours cannot afford to let complexity outrun competence. But we are, as we get into these areas of AI and all, we are allowing complexity to outrun competence, creating highly complex systems which a more intelligent people could easily manage. But we are a decreasingly intelligent people. We need to scale back these systems. We need to be less complicated than we used to be, not more complicated than we already are. So unless we reverse this dysgenic spiral and replace diversity quotas with ability, in particular, very, very clear about this, we will be sitting in the dark more often, and not just metaphorically. I hope that's a bit of interest, and thank you very much, and stay jolly, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?